Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
This is a Rogue Media Network podcast. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How is your social battery right now? Are you drained, bursting with energy? It's at this level because maybe you don't have enough boundaries, less social in the winter. There can be many reasons. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you, and how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you just need some more time alone. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Therapy is helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/365 today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/365.
This is 365 Sports, powered by Sikkim365.com.
Ryan Andrade, the RotoWire, joins us on 365 Sports. Paul Catalina, Craig Smoke, David Smoke. We appreciate it, Ryan. Thanks for being a part of the show. Paul raved about your segment at the end of last week. Wanted to get you on again now post-Masters. Scottie Scheffler, had it not been for, what, a missed six-foot putt at the Houston Open, he'd be on a stretch of maybe four in a row. We haven't seen something like this, what, since Tiger?
Yeah, you know, it's been crazy to see. I mean, honestly, you go back to really the start of 2022, and even before that, 2021, he was lurking there at a couple big events, but never could break through. And then, he won three events leading up to the Masters in 22, won the Masters, and man, it's just like it hasn't stopped. I mean, the level of ball striking that he has displayed over these last two and a half years has been just, if you really want to dive into some of the numbers, like he is just, it's incredible to watch this guy. And, it's really just from a tee to green standpoint. I mean, he is probably the closest thing we've seen to Tiger just from a ball striking standpoint.
Maybe not the flair, completely the opposite of that, but he just goes about his business. And he's had to deal a little bit with a shaky putter and still just kind of got through that. And such a popular win, a popular champion for the game of golf.
Absolutely. Yeah. We see a lot of, young players come in, and it's sort of those, we saw it with Spieth when he was young, and he had a run there for a few years where it's just like everything went right. And Rory from like 2011 to 2014, just everything was going right. Scottie, it's weird. Like, he ascended all the way to number one. He won, the Masters, and then pretty much all of last year, the discussion has just been, you just can't make putts. Like, it doesn't matter how good you hit it if you can't get in the hole. And that's what he was struggling with for the longest time. And, it was funny, actually, in an event in L.A., actually, the Genesis, Rory came on television for CBS, and he was calling a few holes, and he suggested that Scottie switch to the mallet-style putter. And sure enough, next week out, Scottie does it. He wins the Arnold Palmer Invitational, then great final round to win the Players, and now he's just won the Masters. So you got Rory's probably kicking himself thinking that he gave him that suggestion. And, man, is it paid off for him.
What is going on with Jordan Spieth?
Yeah, it's it's a conundrum. It really is. He had a couple good starts earlier this season. He was T3 in Maui. It sort of like went downhill when he had he signed an incorrect scorecard in LA, which you see those maybe once every couple years, and he got DQ'd for it. And since then, he's made one of four cuts, including the Masters. And it's honestly the part of his game that I think nobody would really expect. He's been very inconsistent with his wedges, short game. I mean, that's really always been sort of the hallmark of his game, is just how good his touch is around the greens, how good his distance control is. And that the last several starts he's made, it's just been off. And you know, people have been calling for a reset with Spieth for a while. He's worked with Cameron McCormick ever since he was a youngster growing up, and there's lots of people that think, you know, you're not succeeding at the same rate that you were the first couple of years that you were on tour. Like, we got to change something up here. So it'll be interesting to see where he goes from here. But, I feel like he's just kind of got to look in the mirror and say, we can't keep doing the same thing. We got to change some things up.
Ryan, with two players that have been as ardent about the PGA Tour versus LIV, Rory McIlroy, Justin Thomas, of course, John Rahm was too, and we now know where he is. There's a report about LIV making almost a billion dollar offer to a billion dollar offer to Rory. Do you feel like those two, Rory's played well, he's won, but he hasn't played that well consistently. Do you think those two have been bothered by all of what happened with LIV, and then all of a sudden having the rug taken out from under them late last year with the commissioner?
Yeah, I don't know if there's been one player that's been affected more by all of this. And I mean, a lot of it is largely his own doing, right? Like, he's always been one of the most outspoken, honest people that you can interview, and which is great, obviously, because we get to know exactly how he feels. But you could tell, the last year or so, like, it's definitely been wearing on him. Because he's been in charge of all these meetings with both sides of it. Him and Tiger have been largely leading the charge in all of this. You know, they really deeply care about the PGA Tour, and they care about what is actually good for the game of golf. And that's taken so much energy and focus from him away from, you know, the golf course. And, you know, we're sitting here, a decade out from Rory's last major win, which, I mean, when he won the 2014 PGA, it was the second straight at the time, and that was four, I believe, at the age of 24 or 25. And here we are now. He's 34, and he's still sitting on four. And you got guys like Brooks Koepka who have won five in that time span, and others. So, yeah, he dropped off the policy board, and he was replaced by Jordan Spieth. So I think that sort of has taken a little bit of a sting out for Rory, but man, I mean, it's just there. Golf is really a mess right now, and until they can get the two sides to sort of agree and come together, it's just the only people really losing is the fans, is us. The Masters and all the other majors are the only really time that we get to see truly all the best players in the world compete at the same time, and that's a little bit sad, quite honestly.
Yeah, we were just talking about that earlier, Ryan. Who were you surprised the most that did not make the cut or had a rough tournament?
Yeah, he made the cut, but he was never a factor. It was Brooks Koepka, and I'm not sure he even cracked the top 20 at any point in the tournament, which is just, I mean, it seems like the last, five, 6 years, you turn on a major and Brooks Koepka is somewhere near the top of the leaderboard whenever you tune in. And, I think a lot of it is that, you know, even last year, there was a lot of talk, you know, how are these live guys going to do coming in? You know, they play 54 holes. They have guaranteed money. Do they really care about what they do? How competitive actually is that tour? And, you know, Brooks came out at the Masters and led for three rounds and then, you know, fell to John Rahm, obviously, and then came out the next major and won the PGA. So it was just shocking knowing that, you know, Brooks, even when he was on the PGA Tour, he could finish T55, T62 for a couple weeks in a row coming in a major and still show up. And it was just sort of weird to just see. He just wasn't even in the picture, really.
Yeah, it's interesting. With Rahm, one of the most – well, he's the most recent big name that moved to live. If, in fact, the report is true, and if, in fact, Rory was to move, would that put even more emphasis on those two tours coming together?
Yeah. I mean, it's a big if, right? Yeah. I mean, there's been several reports like this to come out of different places of different players getting X amount of dollars rumored to be there. I mean, Rory would, just because, as I was saying earlier, you know, how outspoken he's been during this whole situation and how much he dislikes Liv, at least that's what he said. You know, but I think to some degree, he's sort of seeing that, you know, he's seen a success of some of the Liv guys, you know, in some of the majors. You know, they're playing less golf. They're not getting stretched out all over the place. You know, and they can just come in and they can really focus for four tournaments a year. And on the PGA Tour, it's a lot more of a grind, quite honestly. You know, it's you don't have guaranteed money. You know, there's a lot of other big time events that, you know, you're expected to play well in. And listen, I mean, if he did end up going to Liv, I mean, that would everything would come almost crashing down, I think. And I think it would really sort of accelerate even the talks even more to try to get some sort of agreement between the two sides, because I mean, it's not sustainable, really, at the point we're at now, to where you have just two different sides, two different tours that are so fundamentally different. And, you know, you got all these people that want to invest money in, but, you know, the viewership's going down because, you know, you don't have all these players together at the same time. So, I mean, we'll see, obviously, but I'm hoping that, you know, they can come to an agreement on something before anything like that has to take place. And then you sort of get into the question of how are we going to allow the guys that took the money to come back and play on the PGA Tour? And so there's still a lot of things to be answered.
What do you think will be more likely, that those who took the money and left will be penalized in some way, and those who did not take the money, and we don't know who all of them are, but I'm sure most of the bigger names that they were at least contacted via third source or even directly, would get some sort of slush fund?
Yeah, and I think that's been a big question. I hope that is not the biggest holdup for this thing, right? I think you know, if they can get the two sides to sort of agree to something, I think they can sort of figure out, you know, the intricacies of dollars here, dollars there, suspensions, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, I think that's the biggest frustration for all the guys that are on the PGA Tour, right? Is like, they're like, hey, like, we were loyal. We stayed here. We didn't take this guaranteed money to go play over here. And you're just going to let these guys come back for, you know, with no penalty at all and just tee it up the next week at, you know, we're going to the RBC Heritage this week, just come in and tee it up with us. You know, I think that would cause a lot of friction. So I don't know exactly how they would do it. I would guess that there would have to be some sort of system put in place to where these guys would all have to sort of re-earn their tour cards. And, you know, that's a whole process in and of itself before you can start getting into better fields and things like that. So, yeah, I mean, like I said, it's unfortunate we're in this spot, and we've been having to talk about this for so long, and it's just kind of taking the focus off of what's truly great about golf, which is, you know, the on-course stuff, you know, watching a great final round like we did at the Masters. So hopefully we can get this resolved before too long.
Ryan Andrade with RotoWire with us, and hopefully – consistent opportunities for us to have him join us on the show.
Yeah, Ryan's the man. And look, he's a Kansas fan, so I can call him and have him help me walk through the thing. I need a village.
Yeah, you need. Yeah, you need. You need some canvas. You needed some posse out of KU.
Yeah, I do. Yeah,
you do, but you still have the chief Indian. That runs that entire. Ryan, thank you. Great stuff. Appreciate it. Coming off the Masters, Scottie Scheffler winning twice.
This has been a Rogue Media Network production.